Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And joining us on the line now is legal analyst Joe DeGeneva, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Good morning to you, Joe.
Good morning.
All right, I want to start with Hillary Clinton on Fox News Sunday yesterday. Chris Wallace was asking some tough questions and said basically when it comes to all that discussion about your emails, well, the FBI director had some very harsh things to say about your position.
After a long investigation, FBI Director James Comey said none of those things that you told the American public were true.
Chris, that's not what I heard Director Comey say, and I thank you for giving me the opportunity to, in my view, clarify. Director Comey said that my answers were truthful, and what I've said is consistent with what I have told the American people.
Oh, it goes on and on from there, but just know this. Even the Washington Post, Joe DeGeneva, has declared that that is such a bald-faced lie that they've given it 4 Pinocchios.
5 will do, maybe 6, perhaps 7. It's pretty clear that Mrs. Clinton is a pathological liar. Watching her perform like that smoothly, effortlessly, shows you just how deep-seated the pathology of falsehood is with her. It is amazing to watch someone who's lived a lie her entire life to tell a lie repeatedly. Whatever Donald Trump's shortcomings are, they are nothing compared to this woman who really represents kind of the worst in American politics. And there she sits on top of the Democratic Party. How wonderful.
Yeah, but, I mean, again, are you just saying that she's pretty much learned all of the wrong lessons from seeing her husband as president? Because it really was reminiscent. That's not what I heard Director Comey say. But look at the words. Look at the words right here. I don't care what you heard. Here they are.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, this is a woman who has decided that anything is worth doing or saying to accomplish her ultimate goal.
Yeah.
And a lot of Democrats, a huge number of Democrats agree with her. They have given up their moral compass for power. It's really quite remarkable. It's a very, very sad state of one of our two great parties.
You know, she also said in this interview, I'm going to quote her now because she was asked about this hack of the DNC servers. And we haven't talked to you about this too much, Joe, but I'm going to quote her here. Listen to this. We know that Russian intelligence services hacked into the DNC, and we know that they arranged for a whole lot of those emails to be released, and we know that Donald Trump has shown a very troubling willingness to back up Putin and to support Putin. So, first of all, who's we? Because I haven't heard the Obama administration
say that Russian intelligence services...
Everything she said, not surprisingly, is false. neither the FBI nor the Director of National Intelligence have confirmed or stated categorically that it was the Russians. There are suspicions that it were. There are little fingerprints that have been left technologically, that lean towards the Russians. But they do not know that. And for her to say that, the only reason she's saying it, obviously, is to beef up the narrative that Trump is trying to get the Russians to help hack into Hillary's computer. I'm quite certain that the Chinese and the Russians were already in Hillary's computer a long time ago, several different servers up in Chappaqua. But again, this is a marvelous thing to watch as the mainstream media, totally complicit in the falsehoods that she puts out, can barely contain themselves. I don't know if you saw some of the pictures of the mainstream media celebrating her coronation at the convention.
Oh, yes. Wolf Blitzer partied up with wine and dancing.
Yeah, Wolf Blitzer having a little bit of Mogan David.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty astonishing stuff. Hey, let's move on to another topic, if we could. The Freddie Gray case. All charges have been dropped in that particular case.
Yes.
We're going to talk to the former Baltimore police chief about that at 8:35 this morning. Your take on Marilyn Mosby and what should happen now?
Well, I mean, it's pretty obvious that that press conference she held the other day where she was screaming and yelling about a rigged system. Now, the rigged system is the one that she runs. This is remarkable. This is a woman who is an elected public prosecutor complaining about the judge, the jury, the police, I mean, it's the only thing she didn't complain about was the clerk of the court. I mean, it's just a remarkable performance. This woman is a clear and present danger to the fair administration of justice. All of the things that she said publicly were completely refutable, and it really raises the issue about whether or not she is stable enough to be a prosecutor. She reminded me much of Mike Nifong, the North Carolina Duke lacrosse prosecutor, who lied his way through an entire prosecution and then was revealed to have hidden evidence. She is at war with her own police department, with former police chiefs, with current police chiefs, with the police department, with the state police, and with the governor of the state. Now, you know, remember the old saying, 50 million Frenchmen can't be wrong? All these Marylanders can't be wrong, and she's the only one who's right. This is pretty remarkable. By the way, she's being sued by five of the officers for malicious prosecution. They probably don't have much of a chance of winning, but her out-of-court statements that she made at various news conferences may very well be actionable.
Hey, Joe, let's also talk about the stunning announcement last week to drop all charges against the man who had been convicted and murdered.
Ingmar Gwandike.
Yeah, right. That guy. You love saying his name, don't you?
No, I happen to remember it.
Ingmar, yeah. Chandra Levy, where do we go from here now on this?
Well, nowhere now. And this is very, people have to remember this. This is really important stuff. This shows how important it is to have a good police department and a basic police department. When Chandra Levy disappeared in May of 2001, it was a missing persons case. They interviewed, you know, the congressman, Gary Condit. He was a suspect. They didn't, you know, they had it all figured out. They knew the affair. But here's the one thing they didn't do. They knew that she was jogging in Rock Creek Park, and they went out there and they searched. But you know what they did? They only searched within a few feet of the area where she had been jogging. 15 feet wider. And there was the body and all of her clothing and her phone. And the reason they didn't search, now the body was found a year later. Remember, she disappeared May 2001. The body is found May 2002 by a man walking a dog. Of course, there's no type of evidence that can be obtained which would have matched her up with a defendant. Charles Ramsey, then police chief, purposely limited the search range around that area. And if he had not done that, they would have found that body in May of 2001, and there would have been a real investigation. Instead, you have this phony explanation a year later about why they didn't search wide enough, why there wasn't enough evidence. And remember this, when she disappeared, the police knew at the very beginning of the investigation that two other women had been physically assaulted in the very same 100-yard zone. And they didn't match it up, and they didn't put together, and they didn't understand that this guy, Gwandike, was the same guy involved in those two assaults. This is a story of police incompetence and a bad police chief. That's what this is about. It's all about bad policing, bad fundamentals, and bad crime scene searches.
All right, we're going to have to leave it right there. Joe DeGeneva, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet, guys.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.